Do we need to stop at the leather sport for anything in particular?
Well, you know, we can always shop at leather sports.
I know, I've kind of been wanting a jock strap. But maybe I don't need to tell my listeners about that. Although they sure do seem to be interested in my leather, my leathering activities these days. They said that they want a leather report.
Bigfoot.
But Bahara is coming to Chicago.
Yeehaw!
Bigfoot. Big Fatty.
Bahara.
Bigfoot.
Bahara is my Big Fatty.
And we are so excited about it.
Have you met him?
No.
Are you having a side conversation on my show?
Yes.
Bless.
It's all good.
All right. Well, we're going to go get a beverage.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
All right. Well, we're going to go get a beverage.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 339 of the BFO for Friday, the 22th of May, 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is here in the Chicagos. And I hope the podcast isn't interrupted by a gentleman caller. Okay, I hope it is. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, I can assure you Big Fatty's Friday will be going just fine. And y'all, one of the reasons is right here at the Chicago Hilton, they are offering the breakfast buffet from 8 a.m. until noon. So Big Fatty is going to just have 4 hours of breakfast buffet today. So y'all, it's one price. And y'all, nothing, and I do mean nothing, is inexpensive in the Chicagos. Let me just tell you that right now. Now y'all, Big Fatty is here, and the last time Big Fatty came to the IMLs, it was at a different hotel, and the dynamic is a little bit different at this hotel, because the other hotel had this massive, lobby, and this is where the people gathered. And you could just smell the masculinity and the lava and the hara. And this one has a very small lobby, but it does have some Gone with the Wind staircases. So I'm expecting to see lots of tiara hara, you know, or something like that. Don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Y'all, I hope the walls are not too thin here in the Chicago Fat Cave, because it might make for some interesting conversations with my neighbors. Now, y'all, let's just tell you about Big Fatty's trip. First of all, the alarm went off at 4:30 Thursday morning. Big Fatty does not like the alarm clock. And y'all, I have not had a nip a nap Thursday afternoon, so I don't know how much longer I'm going to make it tonight. But I'm looking at the snowflake microphone, and that always makes me sleepy. But anyway, so got up and had my coffee. Y'all, I had another piece of the Lurie Dean sausage and grits, and it was delicious. And had my fiber and my shower, and then I was all dressed, and Larry Cly came and picked me up, and I was at the airport in plenty of time, and, you know, there were no complications on the flight from Charleston to Atlanta. It took me a second. Y'all, we'll rack it up to jet lag, okay? But my credit is a little jet lagged. Oh, except, y'all, there was this one, and I did get an exit row, and you know that it's always good for us girthy people. Vera would know about that. Did I mention the sea hag?
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
I only fly first class, but I prefer to travel in my motor coach.
Y'all, anyway, enough of that. But y'all, it only took 2 seatbelt extenders for Big Fatty today, so that was good. I'm a little worried. I'm dropping a few pounds, you know, getting in svelte, fighting. I'm getting in fighting weight, y'all. Fighting weight. And but the guy that was sitting across from me, he looked as if he were of some sort of Irish or Scottish descent. Maybe it was what's his name on the Stars and Retardants, Derek. Maybe it was a relative of Derek's, and y'all, he had the bad teeth, and he had a sandwich. Y'all, this is at fucking 7:15 this morning. The plane is in the air, and he's eating a sandwich and drinking a Heineken and tomato juice. I wanted to vomit. Oh my God. So anyway, but then Big Fatty had about almost a 2-hour layover in the Atlantas. And y'all, I was sitting there and I was listening to some different podcasts and everything, and it sounds to me like Archer's gangbang on Wednesday was just an absolute train wreck. Absolute train wreck. He was talking to that Daniel Beaver on the phone while he was trying to do a Skype call, and Jane from Boston was calling him on the Skype, and y'all, he was just getting kerfurbled. But I was sitting there, and y'all, this Asian man came up and sat down beside me, and y'all, I could smell him. And I immediately thought of Archer, because y'all, he can smell people too. I mean, it's almost like the, you know, instead of the dog whisperer, it's the Asian smeller. And maybe that's his new nickname, the Asian smeller. And I was hoping that the flight would just be filled with all kinds of horror people, but it wasn't. And so the flight was without incident. Well, we were about a half hour late leaving, but y'all, we arrived on time. And I want to thank all of the Chicago listeners for coming out and meeting Big Fatty out there at the O'Hare Airport. Y'all, I got off the plane. Of course, you know, you can't have people there right at the gate. So I went down to the baggage claim, and I'm coming down the escalator. And y'all, as I'm coming down the escalator, I hear, and I knew right then and there it was going to be a good weekend in the Chicagos. So anyway, thanks everyone. Y'all, they're saving themselves for the Hootenanny on Saturday night, tomorrow night. And by the way, y'all, there has been another addition to the Hootenanny list, and it is none other than the Patrick of the PNS Explosion. He says he is going to try to make it, and he loves Bucks. So I don't know what that means, but I'm guessing he means that he likes that bar. By the way, y'all, Big Fatty is on Central Time now, so it's fucked everything up. The national news came on at 5:30. I am discombobulated. And I'm trying to think if there were any incidents on the flight up. Again, on the exit row again. And, Big Fatty bought a, you know, of course they don't give you shit anymore. And, I had a ginger ale, and then I bought me a little can of Pringles, and ate those. They were $3, y'all. It seemed exorbitant, but you know, you always pay those high prices in the aeropuertos and in the aeroplanes. Okay. So, but y'all, I have unpacked. And I've gotten settled, and this evening I am going to be meeting Omar of the Other O, who opened our show today. I'm going to take the, he's given me the directions. I'm going to Leave the hotel and go left and up to Balboa Street, and then I'm going to go right on State Street, and I'm going to look for the red line at Harrison. That's the name of the stop. Then I'm going to take the red line to Belmont, but I'm going to let him know when I'm getting close, and he's going to meet me at the Belmont station, and we're going to ride together up, and we are going to have a complimentary beverage at Denny's house. And Denny, you know, that is the regular routine. Everyone has a complimentary beverage at Denny's house before we go out to the Harabaras tonight at there's some sort of bear weekend going on at the same time that the IML Hara weekend is going on. So, you know, there's lots of fat people here. And, and that's pretty much it for right now. But, y'all, there's got to be some food in there, too. But, y'all, I've been told by Omar, y'all, I am discombobulated. I've been told by Omar, anytime Denny is involved, food is involved. So, y'all, I want to go back and catch up on some of these e-letters that Big Fatty has received. And, y'all, remember, you know, Miss Wes, who will be coming, he will be arriving in the Upchuck, not the Upchuck, well, yeah, actually, he will be arriving in the Upchuck, because that's where the Aerial Puerto is in Charleston. He will be arriving a week from today, y'all. The barbecue eating tour of the South starts a week from today. And, you know, he has that contest, year of a dozen dreams. And he was giving away some sort of cookbooks or barbecuing things and all this kind of stuff. And he had four prizes and he had six people. And y'all, Daniel Beaver was one of those people, and Daniel Beaver made a very, very astute observation in that, you know, Miss West kept rolling. He kept rolling ones, just nothing but ones, and Daniel Beaver says, well, just goes to prove it once again that he can only throw craps at home. And y'all, he was throwing craps. So anyway, but I thought that was cute. And but Daniel Beaver won one of the prizes, y'all. Y'all, Gumbo Guy sends me... a little food thing. Not, I won't say every day, but a lot. He sends it to me a lot. And y'all, one of them, and I've probably thrown it away, but one of them, y'all, is George Goebel, who has a haircut like Big Fatty, y'all, had some kind of saying that about I'm not drunk, I've been overserved, and that was the drinking quote of the day or something like that. I don't know what it all means, but anyway. So y'all, there has been a picture sent to me by Jeremiah, y'all, and he is down there in the Mississippi. And y'all, Big Fatty, all of a sudden is very gassy. Oh, and I don't have pants on. I might soil the chair here. He thinks he has found a picture of Vera visiting, working her charm on a few of the veterans of the foreign wars. But y'all, it can't possibly be Vera because she is not wearing a Hawaiian shirt. And this person in the picture has hair. So unless Vera's got on a wig... I don't know. Vera, do you wear a wig? I don't know. So, y'all, Naught has sent me something. And y'all, I mentioned this the other day and I forgot to get back to it. But y'all, and he has actually sent me some breaking news. This is into the Fat Cave Newsroom. Chicago Bureau, Procter & Gamble has a new Hamisol spray-on pork. Nott has discovered this. It says, new from Procter & Gamble, the Hamisol spray-on pork. Out of bacon? Just reach for the Hamisol. Contains its own crease, so you can spray it right... No, I think that's grease. I think he just spelled that wrong. Contains its own grease, so you can just spray it right onto the skillet. Alternatively, spray under the arms to stay pork fresh for up to 12 hours. Hamisol, a little squirtle do ya. Oh, Lord, I thought that was cute. Now, y'all, Paul the Kitten Whisperer has sent me this whole list of things, and it has just made Big Fatty's head hurt. But, Paul, I love you anyway. Y'all, Lori Dean, who, by the way, it has a new nickname, y'all. His new nickname is Lori Warbucks, and... Y'all, he has sent me information that there will be a surprise gift waiting for Big Fatty upon his return from the Chicago's. And y'all, he's kind of given me a little hint at here. And he says that it cannot compete with the handmade quilt, but he's sure that this package will give me a giggle or two. So, y'all, I don't know. We'll just keep that out there. Y'all, Travis, Larry the Lurker, he is very disappointed that the meet and greet is not spelled M-E-A-T in greet. Yeah. Well, but you know, that meet and greet is here at the Chicago Hilton. And y'all, it's been a while since I've heard from Stephen the Uck, but he sent me something today, and it says, hi, Big Fatty. You know, some computers are just plain cheeky. This one wanted me to sign in with this. And y'all, you know how you have to type in a little code word, and you know, it puts it in those squiggly lines so that you know they know that it's not a computer, you know, robocalling you or something like that. And y'all, the word changes all the time, but Steve in the UX word, he had to type in UPBUT, up butt. He says, "Big Fatty, how did they know?" And I wrote him back and I said, "They all know. They all know. They all know." And y'all, it seems like there was other things that I was supposed to check on, anyway, y'all, we will get back to regular shows next week when Big Fatty gets back to the regular fat. Oh, dear Gussie. Back to the regular Fat Cave. But now, y'all, I will be doing a special show for you for Monday. Because, you know, Big Fatty will be traveling back on Monday. Now, I know that you're going to have a great weekend. Because Big Fatty told you to. And Big Fatty's going to have a great weekend also. And, y'all, I want you to remember that Monday is a national holiday. That is set aside for us to remember. I've forgotten what we're supposed to remember, but anyway. Those who went before us. And y'all, speaking of those who went before us, on Saturday I'll be raising a cocktail and saying...
All right, well, we're going to go get a beverage.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.